I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep, as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches? Welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca Amber, your host, who, as you can hear, have a very sexual, husky voice. I could definitely be doing OnlyFans, or what do they used to call it, Babe Station? I could definitely be doing that this week because your girl slept with air conditioning on all goddamn week in Marrakesh. I could not turn that motherfucker off all week. It didn't matter if I fucking unplugged it. It did not turn off. There was some sort of poltergeist shit going on. So I now have the lungs of a 90-year-old man. So bear with me if I slightly lose my voice here and there. But anyway, today I want to talk about something that, I'll be honest, I wasn't really going to talk about this. I did have an entire other podcast planned and I lost all my notes. What a violation. I've searched my house from top to bottom for this goddamn notebook and it ain't there. So I just procrastinated for ages, just basically wallowing in my own pity, being like, I can't believe I lost all my notes. And then I suddenly was like, do you know what? This is what I need to talk about today. So let's get on with it. I feel like this podcast works best and us as a community work best when we have something physical, something tangible to do to help us to manifest, to help us to get closer to our goals and dreams. And I love to see all of you sharing on your Instagram and tagging me in your stories when we've either like feng shuied our front doors or whatever it might be, when we do something physical together. I fucking love it, okay? I live for it. And so today, I'm going to give you a challenge. Now, you don't have to actually do it today because likely you're not listening to this very first thing in the morning unless you are one of my stans that waits for it to come out at 1 a.m. Probably not. And also today may not perfectly suit it. But I would advise you to do this tomorrow if you can. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You could be having a work day. You could be going out with friends. You could be having a date night with your husband. I don't know. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Because what we are going to do for one day, and we're doing this purposely for one day because I want you to feel how different your life feels doing this. I want you to show up. And I mean really show up. How often are we only showing up half-heartedly, part of the way? How many days of our lives slip by where we ain't showing up 100%? So the reason I started thinking about this was because this morning I was recording one of my Patreon posts for the book club. We are currently doing a 30-day style challenge. And I was talking on there about how doing this style challenge made me realize how much I'm not fully showing up for my life by the way that I dress. Now, don't worry, this isn't going to be another episode like it was last week about how you dress, but it just got me thinking about this concept of every day that I decide to pull on leggings and a sweatshirt and have 5 eyelashes and no makeup on is a day that I'm not fully showing up to my life. And that's just one aspect, is how you look physically and how you're presenting yourself physically. But dressing for the day that you want to have is such a powerful act of mindfulness, because what you are saying to yourself, to the universe, is you ain't thinking about the future. You're not thinking about creating the future of your dreams. You're not thinking about the past. You're not dwelling on that shit. You are literally showing up and saying, today is the day, bitches. Today is the day. Boom. I've got my cute boots on. I'm wearing a fucking fancy scarf. Whatever it might be, I've curled my hair, I've faked tanned. I am here. Watch out. And that really is the power of now. And so, like I said, dressing for the day that you want to have is just one small aspect of this idea of just showing up fully. So when I used to have my beauty salon, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed ADHD. So many things make sense with that. And I would sometimes turn up having rolled out of bed 10 minutes earlier. I didn't feel massively prepared. I knew I kind of looked like shit. And I wasn't sure who was coming in, what lashes they had, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't prepared. I'll be real with you. I was flying in by the seat of my pants. And I really noticed the difference between the days where I turned up early, I turned all the lights on in the salon, I put the music on, maybe I put a scented candle on, I'd look down my list of clients and I'd be like, right, Michelle's coming in, she likes big, you know, drag queen lashes. I've got Stacey coming in, she likes them really neutral. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would really have a hold on my day and have a grip on my day, and maybe I'd put some makeup on and I'd tanned and my hair was washed and I felt good about myself. And the way that that day would go would be so massively different versus, like I say, skidding in at the last minute and not really being aware. Sometimes clients would turn up and I'd be like, hello, are you here for lashes or a tan? Because I hadn't had a chance to even look at my diary and see what I had in. So I want you today, tomorrow, whatever the next day is where you can really embrace this, I want you to fully show up to whatever it is. And I have a couple of points that would help you to get into this mindset. So number one is, the night before, prepare yourself so that you are able to feel your best. Now, you can take this to whatever degree you want. Personally, for me, I know that if I simply put some fake tan on, I'm not talking about going and getting a full-on spray tan. I'm talking about a bottle of Bondi Sands and a mitt in my bathroom, okay? It literally takes 10 minutes maximum. If I tan and I wash my hair, the other way around, of course, wash the hair first, and plan my outfit, those few small things, I know that I will wake up and have a better day the next day. I'll be more open to opportunities. I'll be more talkative to people because I know I don't look like shit. For me, I know that's what it is. For you, it might just be putting on makeup or doing your hair, whatever it might be. Take some time the night before just to be prepared to show up that next day fully. Number two, and this sounds really simple, but get enough sleep. We talked about how sleep can be a spiritual practice in the book Do Less with Kate Northrup. And it's so true about how often, and I think us mums are especially guilty of this, is we go through life being fucking exhausted. We have so many demands on our time. Maybe if you're a business owner, you have so many demands on your time and your energy. If you are employed, especially if you're doing a job that you don't enjoy, you are having the energy sucked out of you, not just physically, but mentally, because you are not truly living in alignment with what you want to do and your energy will be sapped. But so many issues around energy can be alleviated by just having a little bit more rest. If you think about it, how many of your yesterdays seep into your todays? I really try to consciously of an evening to reset my environment. And when I say that, it basically means make sure that I don't wake up the next day with yesterday's problems, whether that's all of the plates from last night's dinner still out on the counter, or I don't know, a pile of work downstairs that I should have moved up to office, whatever it might be, or my work that I need to do that's on a time, you know, a time frame. If I have a podcast that needs to come out the next morning, I try and get it all done by midnight. Because energetically for me, my yesterday bleeding into my tomorrow is really, really, it has a negative impact on me. So just make sure that you get enough sleep and you get enough rest. Now, I know that so many of us, what is that thing called? Like the revenge sleep. You know, when it's like a lot of mums do this where we're exhausted, but then we stay up really late. Because the evening is the only part of our day that we have autonomy over. And so we're like, I will stay awake even though I'm fucking dying. So make sure you get enough sleep so that you have enough energy to show up for tomorrow. Number three is to prepare for whatever it is that you are doing. If you are having a day of clients, arrive early. Have all of their details ready so you know what you're facing for the day. No matter what you're doing, just make sure that you have plenty of time to arrive, that you're prepared, that you feel physically prepared and mentally. And it will really go a long way. So I always remember this story in, oh my God, this is quite embarrassing because it's aged badly. Because didn't Max Clifford end up being apparently a paedophile or something? I can't remember. I'm sure something about him. I'm sure he got cancelled. I don't remember why. But when I was younger, I was proper obsessed with Max Clifford. And I was like, I am going to work for Max Clifford one day. And so I read his autobiography. And I remember he said that his office in London used to be up like the top of an old fashioned building that had no lift. And so it was like six flights of stairs. And people would often get to the top and then they would be like really out of breath and be like, oh my God, hello, I'm here to see Max. And there was one young interviewee who came for a position within the company and she was not at all out of breath. She was completely composed. And he said, how are you, like, are you super fit? How comes you're like so composed? And she said, well, I knew that you were on the top flight. So I arrived early so that I could walk up the stairs and then regain my composure and regain my breath and then walk in really refreshed. And guess what? Bitch got the job because he was like, that is a sign of a bit of forethought and just being prepared. So that's a little example of how you can just prepare for whatever it is that you are doing today. Number four is just say yes. This sounds simple, but just say yes. Should we all go and watch that movie with Jim Carrey? Yes, Man? Should we all go and watch that together? I feel like we should. Just say yes. Be open to opportunities and possibilities. I find that when I feel energetic, if I have energy and I feel prepared and I don't feel caught on the hop and I look good and I feel good in myself, I'm a lot more open to saying yes to opportunities and possibilities that I might not do. So just say yes for the day. And finally, number five, just put in a little bit of extra effort. Now, this is what we are talking about when we talk about showing up fully for your day. Now, there is a great book called The Slight Edge, and somebody actually lent me this book years ago, and I'm looking at it on my shelf. I've never actually fully read it. But the concept behind The Slight Edge is that we need to master the mundane. So, in other words, To achieve the slight edge, we need to develop a life philosophy and master the mundane. When we look at successful people, it's easy to think that they're just exceptionally brilliant or they have special skills that we don't have. But more often than not, it's just the fact that they have mastered the everyday mundane and turning it into, I guess, the same as atomic habits, just putting a slight bit more effort in that the average person wouldn't. And of course, that accumulation over time builds up to extraordinary results. In the long run, the choices that we make every day either work for us or they work against us. Every choice we make leads to one of two destinations, success or failure. And a really terrifying quote in this book is, success, like failure, is gradual. So when you think about it, if you went to McDonald's or any fast food chain and ate a massive cheeseburger and fries and whatever and immediately had a heart attack, you would never go near that food again, right? But that isn't how it works. One day of eating bad or one day of non-exercise turns into a week, turns into a month, turns into a year. And gradually, you will end up having bad health, but it's a gradual result. But if we take ownership over the small mundane things in life, if we take ownership over how we handle what life throws at us, it puts us in a better position to achieve our goals. So choosing to eat slightly better, choosing to move slightly more, choosing to be open to more opportunities in our career or our love life or our social life, whatever it might be, choosing to put an extra little bit of effort into our appearance and how we show up in the day, it's all going to build you towards a more positive future. Remember, there are only two destinations. If you're not on track for success, then you are heading towards failure. Fucking hell, this book is a little bit savage, isn't it? If you want to stay up at night worrying about your life, read this. People ignore mundane things in life because they are easy and seem insignificant. And the results are invisible, I guess. Only 5% of people achieve a significant number of goals in their life. 5% of people. Fucking hell. So if being successful is just about doing simple things consistently, what stops the other 95% of people from following through? Simply put, the 5% understand the power of the slight edge and put it to work in their lives, and the other 95% do not. Unsuccessful people tend to choose what appears to be the easiest path through life. Eventually, though, it becomes clear that they've selected the hardest route. Everything that you need to do to transform your life is easy. But aside from the fact that easy things are easily ignored, there's another reason why people don't do them. They don't appear to add up to success, at least not immediately. Unsuccessful people may not realize it, but they are living by the philosophy of what I do right now doesn't matter, but it does matter. Successful people know this and use it to secure their health, happiness, fulfillment, relationships, and future. So a great example they put in this book is about how reading 10 pages of an inspirational and educational book every day can greatly enrich your life. And doing so would mean that you could finish a 300-page book every month. So basically, that is exactly what me and the book club bitches have been doing, is reading a couple of pages, a chapter every couple of days. But that does add up to a book every month, which of course adds up to 12 books a year. Can you imagine how much your mindset would change if you were reading 12 self-development books a year? I'm here to tell you, it's fucking transformational. It's a violation how many years I went reading nothing but The Fucking Secret, thinking that was the be-all and end-all. It has changed my life. It can change yours too. Now, this, of course, doesn't just apply to self-development books. This can apply to everything in your life. How you choose to eat during the day. How you choose to work out, whether you work out or you don't. How you choose to be a parent. Are you sometimes wishing the hours away, or are you being fully present with your children and enjoying it? Are you showing up to work fully for your clients and being the best person you can be at work? Now, of course, we're all going to have down days. We're all going to have times even during the monthly cycle where we are hibernating and we're like, nah, not today. But I just want you to try this. Just to try it on for size. Just to see how you feel about showing up fully for one day. And I want you to report back to me how it feels to have done that and how your day differed to how it normally would. So that's it, bitches. If you want to read The Slight Edge, it is by an author called Jeff Olson. So check that out. It's a great book. It's a great book, she says, having read approximately 10 pages of it. But I really love the concept behind it. Do you know what I'm saying? And it is on my shelf. So do you know what? I'm halfway there. Let me live my goddamn life. I will be doing this today, Friday. I will be showing up 100% fully. And I just want to give you an example. Like, you can do this no matter what your day brings. Even if you are working from home, you are able to bring this to your work. You're able to bring it. So my Friday today, when you're listening to this likely, is looking like this. I'm waking up. I'm getting my children up. I've got to drive halfway to London. I'm going to drop them off with their dad. And then coming back, I have a child-free afternoon and evening. I've got work to do at home. And then I'm having some friends round in the evening because we've got this lovely little thing going that I truly cherish in my life, where some of my local friends just pop round to my house on a Friday night. Sometimes we have wine, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just have a cup of tea and I really enjoy it. So I am bringing myself fully to all of these activities, and you can too, no matter what you are doing. Going to a funeral, turn up in a full black veil like Anna Nicole Smith at the death of her billionaire old husband. Whatever you're doing, turn up 100%, and I can't wait to hear from you how this has changed your day. Okay, report back, bitches. This is Francesca Amber, over and out. Come and follow me on Instagram if you want to check out my 30-day style transformation. Get ready. Watch out. Your bitch is leveling up. Oh, yes. Bad style and leggings out the window. New style. Creative, funky, cool Fran is coming in. She's here to steal your job, steal your man. I'm not doing any of those things. I don't want them. You get the vibe. You get the vibe, okay? And if you want to come and join us in the book club for our 30-day style challenge, it ain't too late. We're on day like 2, 3. It truly doesn't matter. Like, you can catch up. It's fine. All the links are in my bio or down below or at francescaamber.com. I'll see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.